Hey guys, it's Sonia here. How are you today? Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are about to conquer the last of our four-part series. Today is all about being deliberate. Let's put everything together in this episode. This is episode 212. And again, it's about bringing everything together full circle from what we chatted about earlier. So, today we're going to talk about being deliberate and the intentions we set, along with, bloom scrolling, not doom scrolling, bloom scrolling. And here's why. You see, you are what you focus on. I want to ask you if you are giving yourself enough weight to that fact. For those that know, I am a weight loss life coach. I specialize in helping Gen X women release the unwanted weight of debt, stress, and pounds. So you're certainly going to want to lean into today's episode. We want to see where you're spending your time. We want to see what it is that you are doing versus what you should be doing in order to be deliberate. See, are you borderline crazy? And I use that word lightly about building walls around your mind so you don't allow things in that slow your momentum or keep you from reaching as high as you might otherwise want to go. If you're honest with yourself, have you really even given it any thought? Have you thought about where you're spending your mental energy, your time? I hadn't thought about this when I first got into the industry. Now we're going back, way back to my mid-30s, and I'm going to tap into that a little bit in here, but I was wondering why I couldn't get out of my funk. I was wondering why I was mindlessly focusing on and consuming things that were not serving me. They weren't getting me out of the ditch that I had somehow put myself into. The first place we need to start is our relationship with media. See, we are the sum of the five people that we surround ourselves with, and that does include what we consume, that does include what we listen to on the radio. What we hear, who we talk with, and what we watch, what we hear through media. The choices we make and how we spend our time and the relationship we have with media will inevitably influence the person that you are, not just right now, but the person that you are wanting to become or becoming. Because if you're not familiar with this as the person that you want to become, you're just going to follow along the path of who you end up becoming if you continue down this trend. So, whether you're a positive person or a negative person, a person who's full of hopes and dreams, or a person who is full of despair, a person who is their own hero, or a person that plays the victim, a person who has anxiety, or the person who feels confident about their future. Many times, all of this is a reflection of the kind of media you're consuming. Think about it. What kind of music are you listening to? Let's lean into music for a minute. Is it fun? Is it upgoing? Does it fit the personality that you are? Or does it kind of, is it heavy? Does it drag you down? I know lately I've been listening to pop Christian music and singing, and it feels like worship and it is lively. So that makes me feel lively. It does make me feel like I'm worshiping. It does make me feel like I am releasing energy, but good energy. So, in reality, how often are you thinking about what you consume? And how often are you considering how that consumption impacts your quality of life? Social media can be both a blessing and a curse. We know this. We've heard of doom scrolling, and you heard me say this again, and we've heard of bloom scrolling recently. Bloom scrolling is when you are scrolling past and you're getting uplifted. You're getting great ideas. You're getting inspiration. You feel lighter afterwards, like something has touched the inside of you. Doom scrolling does the opposite. It brings you down. It adds weight to you. So if you're measuring yourself or any of your relationships against the perfection that you are seeing online, that people are advertising, chances are you won't feel great. You're comparing your story to their image, their highlight reel. If you're consuming a feed that tends to use language that's more negative, you're going to pick that up. If it's positive, it's going to be uplifting, right? The likelihood that you're going to walk into your life with a good spirit of positivity, of grace, of hope is certainly so much higher if you are consciously consuming media that uplifts you, that brings you to that next level. Let me ask you, how many hours a week are you committing right now to screen time? If you're watching more than 3 hours of television every single night, you're choosing television as a priority over other things that you could be doing to fuel your growth. That's not to say that sitting around and enjoying a show here and there is bad. I used to have a regular date night once a week, but that was one show, once a night. Okay. It's not to say that this is bad, but when there's a screen involved, you need to ask yourself, what is it that's going to keep the conversation going if there's a screen involved? What's going to keep you from continuously learning or growing or being challenged for more if you're just sitting there taking in this information? It all comes down to balance. Like I said, one night a week, 1 hour a night. That's a significant difference. Both of those are significant differences from 3 hours a night, for instance. So it all comes down to balance and honestly evaluating how our media consumption is fueling us or how it's holding us back, where it's impacting the different parts of our life. Be honest about the trade-offs. The trade-offs you are choosing instead of the things that are making you a priority right now, and the payoffs that are impacting your relationship. Consider the impact of that consumption we just chatted about. Is having that consumption, remember how we said it's included in one of the five people that you hang out with the most? Consider the impact it's having on that state of mind of yours. Your demeanor, your sex drive, whatever else it might be. So, if you're consuming negative things, you're going to bring it into you. You are going to tend to be a lot more negative, and it's going to slow your growth and compromise your opportunities for fulfillment. That's a tricky word, huh? For fulfillment. There we go. If you're consuming more positive things, you'll tend to be a positive person who sees the world through more positive lens, someone more motivated, uplifting, inspirational. The lens is completely different. It's positive, it's effective. You know, if you haven't already done so, I want you to think about it. Do a little bit of a mini audit and think about what you're consuming by each platform and time. Okay, so think of your social media platforms, think of TV, think of the music you're listening to, and anything else, maybe a podcast, audiobook. Think of that, but don't let the fact that you're consuming the same things for so long be the reason not to pay attention. I'm going to say that sentence again. Don't let the fact that you've been consuming the same things for so long be the reason not to pay attention. If you want to chase the exceptional version of you, a deliberate, honest assessment of what you consume is critical. It is so important. It's a foundational building block to change, and you have to address it before you get anywhere. It's like going to the doctor in your 50s, and you need a colonoscopy, and you need a mammogram, and you need a pap smear. And really, it's just for these baselines, right? That's what this is about. That's what this audit is about. Where are you spending your time? What are you absorbing in your mind? If you're in a marriage that feels stuck and you can't figure out why, but you spend 4 hours a night watching television, now you know. You've prioritized television over intimacy. If you wish you could be more productive, but spend half your day on Facebook arguing about politics or the economical climate, now you know. So, beyond the focus of what you consume in media, let's talk health. Specifically, let's talk about what food you consume and what that does to your body, and whether or not you're committed to exercise. On my good days, I've been taking Chopper out. Today, we went for about an hour and a half walk. A couple of days ago, we went on a hike, and that was spectacular as well. Energy and movement, we've chatted about this in the past, can look completely, completely different. But how much of this are you committed to? A friend of mine is getting up right now at 3 o'clock in the morning to work out and cold plunge before the beginning of his shift, at like 5 o'clock in the morning. It's ridiculous, but he's prioritized it, and that is so important. I like to walk Chopper first thing in the morning. I like to get my workout first thing in the morning. Not only do I prioritize it, but I am committed to growth in those areas. See, for most of my life, I didn't connect the two. I didn't think that health and well-being was so important and the impact it had on my body. I didn't make the connection between making sound choices and like those sound choices for my health and being able to unlock a richer life. It's exactly why I help with the areas of releasing unwanted weight in the areas of debt, stress, and pounds. You see, it's not the physical weight that we're just carrying, but the connection of all of this helps you with a richer, a more attuned and aligned, healthier, happier life. So it was in my mid-30s when I started to fall in love with fitness, and that meant I started to fall in love with myself. Not only did I see the clear correlation, but I also appreciated the responsibility I had in as a mom in having my girls witness what it was like to transform, to physically transform my mind, body, and soul. And over the last almost 20 years now, I guess it's been 18 years now, they've been noticing what that looks like. And if there's been a pause on my body, which there has been for anybody following my journey, it's been for good reason. It's because attention's had to go elsewhere, like my mind or my healing. So let me ask you this. Is fast food still part of your life? If it is, I pass no judgment and I encourage you to live your very best life. But if you hope for bigger things, you have made a choice that comes at the expense of exceptional. Have you decided to believe a lie? This whole workout thing just isn't for you. How many of you have said that? Oh, I can't work out. It's not for me. La-di-di, la-di-da. If that's so, I pass no judgment. And I hope that the couch you're sitting on is as comfortable as possible. But if you're not moving your body regularly, you've prioritized that couch of yours over an exceptional life. And yes, before you send your angry notes about me not understanding the hours and the commitments and then this and then that, the work, the arthritis in your knees, your family commitments, and how you're big boned, you need to hear loud and clear that if it were easy, everyone would be in shape and eating well. Of course, it's hard, but we can do hard things. Most of you listening to this are in your 50s, or you're definitely in your Gen X. And we know that hard things equal a fulfilling life. It takes work, but that's what you're modeling, not just to your kids, but to those that are watching, to those that you're inspiring, to those that you are leading. It requires mustering the strength to say yes to things that you don't necessarily want to do. Daily workouts, making healthier food choices, walking away from screen time, choosing your media carefully. I get you, friends. I've heard all of the reasons. I understand your reasons, and I challenge you to get over them. I challenge you to reach out to me for help. I challenge you to do the chakra assessment to see where you're stuck. And I challenge you to get over them if you want your life to look and feel at all different. A life worth living is a life worth committing to. It's hard to get up at go to the gym at 5 o'clock every morning. Most people don't like it one bit, especially when it's cold and that bed is warm. And definitely not after the time change, right? Like for all of us that are in an environment where there's time change, that's not easy. People don't like it. It's so much easier to order pizza for dinner than to make something healthy. I mean, veggie pizza is great on a cauliflower crust is great, but it doesn't mean you're not going to crave that Hawaiian, that thick bread. Or how about chicken wings, breadsticks, all of those yumminess that we like to lean into every once in a while. But you know what we love more? I love more. It's having energy. I've always said if I could bottle my energy, I'd be rich. People love my energy. My energy is unique to me. Your energy is unique to you, but the energy tells us how youthful we are, tells us how much life we want to live. And again, the vitality that goes behind that, there's no words to describe what that's like. You know what I love? I really, really love is having a body that's just a bit more in shape from day to day. So that it's sexy. So you're confident. So your back's a little bit straighter. And that smile, those eyes, they get a little bit more excited and a little bit bigger. So this particular conversation isn't just about health and it isn't just about media, but it's about, do you like what you look like, or are you numbing out? Do you like what you weigh, or are you doom scrolling, watching TV? It's a lot about how you feel. Are you doing the feeling metrics? Are you looking into the vibrational scale, and can you name how you feel? From the time that I've spent with successful business leaders, with successful moms that have run home-based businesses, or even with people working in corporate America, Canada, corporate America, corporate Canada, whatever that looks like, I have admired their books, their podcasts, their work life, their consistency amongst anything else is what I've admired. And that's because they keep deliberate focus on what foods they consume, how they move their body, where they spend their time, and what they do to, I want to say droom school. I don't want to use the word again, but to infuse their insides. Commit to this as a focus, and you're going to see so much fundamental change when it comes to different aspects of your life. Move your body, change your habits, little small habits, a bit by bit. When people tell me they're stuck, one of the hardest exercises I recommend is for them to make a list of people in their lives. People in their lives who don't support their next level vision, their future selves. I don't mean like a biased perception of their family so they don't count kind of summary. I mean brutally honest list of who you're with the most and their worldwide view, their ambition, their expertise, their limiting beliefs, their mindset, their motivation fuels you or Does it impede you? Which one? We've probably said it 1,000 times. You've over and over again on my podcast, in my books, in my stories. You are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. And like I said, I included media in that. I would certainly include media in that. Reread that sentence if you haven't heard it before. Pay attention to that. Lean into that. Because it is one of the most basic concepts I've ever heard and shared. And although it sounds like common sense, many times, if you haven't reviewed it, if you haven't taken a good look, you're potentially hanging out or setting yourself up for associating with people who are holding you back. Now, today's the day. Today's the day you need to start thinking differently about the way other people either push you to reach for more or to act as an impediment to you becoming the very best version of yourselves. We all have these people in our lives. We all have this media in our lives. We all have these things that bring us down or keep us at a level that don't serve us. We want to have people surrounding us who are inspirational and aspirational in our lives. You don't need to find these people immediately, but put that thought in the back burner. So what I've learned is the five people that you hang out with the most, you are some of the five people you hang out with the most, but every 6 months or so, one of those five people change. So there is room for growth. There is a little bit of a rotation that happens. Even if these people show up in the form of podcasters or influencers or different music. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, worship music for me has started to be one of the medias I've consumed, and it's uplifting and fun and happy. So think about that. Put it all together in one little package and do a little bubble. I think you guys have seen my bubbles before. I'll see if I can show you a quick picture here. Take the word media, people in media, PEOPLE, and media, write it in the middle of a page, put a bubble around it. It's gonna look messy. I don't care how messy it looks. People, PEOPLE. Yeah, really, seriously, that's people, it's messy. And media. For those that are listening to the audio, I just kind of did the words people and media and then put a cloud around it, around a blanket, like a blank space. And then so I can write ideas around it when I do this exercise. I do this exercise regularly. I am very mindful to these people. You see, I am on a mission towards bigger and a better version of myself. I am following the breadcrumbs and reading the map I've created, and I'm being guided to that next level of where I'm hoping to go. And I do this with my clients as well. But in order to put yourself in a community of people who are doing the things you respect and things you hope to emulate, you need to be aware of what is currently going on in your life. And then you need a circle of people, a circle of media, a circle of things that you may learn from. I'm in a personal development book club twice a week. Those people are amazing. I have some great girlfriends. They are amazing. Even last week when I had needles, the nerve blocks in my head, my one girlfriend just called and completely distracted me. So you need this in your life. You need a circle of people you might learn from, but who will also push you to grow to that next level. And for the people in your life who aren't helping you get there, those friends and family you've had in your life forever, that you struggle to shred these ones. The goal isn't to completely get rid of them. You can still keep them in your life. Of course, you're going to keep them in your life. You're just going to spend less time with them. You're just going to spend more time with the people that fill you up, that fill your cup and make you shine. I'm beaming as I do this. You're going to be wanting to hang out with people that tell stories about the future versus complaining about the past. Relationships that serve you are not just about the relationships that you have with other people. Most importantly, it's about the relationship you have with yourself. Keeping those promises to yourself. It boils down to what you believe is possible for yourself. Hope is not a strategy. It's not. It's not. Do you have a hopeful vision of what your life looks like? Do you believe better times are ahead? Can you clearly see what that next level of you looks like? I just got through telling someone this weekend, "Watch out, Oprah, here I come." That is my next level version of me. I can clearly see what that version looks like and what she does, and doing the things like I'm doing right now that light me up. And now it's guiding, taking the steps to be guided towards those next steps. Les Brown famously said, "Hope for the future is power in the present." Those are amazing words. If you don't have that vision, don't have the belief that better times are ahead, or can't see what the bigger vision of what you looks like, it likely means you haven't yet assigned the right value to the experiences of your past. See, everything in the past that you've done is bringing you to the version of you that you're at today. And the same thing is going to happen to the future. Or you're too anchored in the security that comes with the knowns of today versus the unknowns of the future. You see, what holds us back are the things we don't know. The future that will inspire you will only come if you're willing to let go and release what's in your life today that's not serving you. What do you know of for your life today comes at the expense of what you're chasing for tomorrow. If you don't like change, you can't grow. If you like the comfort of today, you cannot become who you're meant to be in the future. So many times we tend to perceive our need to change as a suggestion that we haven't been right. You've been through all of the right experience, every experience that you were meant to encounter, you've gone through. All of these experiences that you've had so far have prepared you for what's ahead if you accept the challenge. But if you're going to get where you want to be, you need to allow who you are or what you were to give away. Let's try that again. Having a human moment here, friends. All right, let me try that again on my notes here. First of all, reading my handwriting is interesting, to say the least. You've been through all of the right experiences you need to get this far and to prepare you for what's ahead. But if you're going to get where you want to be, you need to allow who you are or who you were to give away who you're going to be. You need to allow who you are or who you are going to give. No, let me re-say this sentence. It's not working. It's not working. Pretty much, you need to release the old version of you. You need to accept that the experiences are bringing you where you need to be right now, but you need to release those old expectations, that victim mentality that's holding you back, because it's not helping you grow to that next level. As long as you cling to either one of those identities, the identities that we just talked about there, you need to do so at the expense of giving yourself full permission to grow. No matter what you do, change is coming because change is a guarantee. If the fear of doing something new because it produces something different is the deterrent keeping you from starting that mission to a better you, let that go. That's all I can say. Let that go. Your life is going to be different no matter what. So you might as well make it different in a way that serves you, in a way that encourages those around you. Since you can't keep change from happening, embrace it. Be more intentional with how you shape it and see the difference that comes as the good product of planning and discipline. And staying consistent and having that tenacity to be guided to that next level. You're in control of where you're going. It is possible to get out of your own way, but it does require deliberate attention and focus, careful coordination, because there are many moving parts. So the question is, as I summarize this, are you going to accept this just getting by life? Are you going to be okay modeling so-so habits for your kids? And are you going to get to the end of your life and look back knowing that you did everything you could to create the very best experience for you and those in your orbit? That you worked hard to unlock every ounce of potential that your creator gave to you. Getting there requires committing to yourself today and every day for that bigger version of yourself that's inside of you. For you, forever. It's been said, whether by Henry Ford, whether you can or whether you can't, you're right. The choice is yours. So decide you can. Decide you're worth it and decide that you will make the choice to reach for more. I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to come with me on this journey? So, if you want to get started but don't know where to get started, I'm going to drop the link to my chakra assessment, alignment assessment. It's going to let me know which one of your chakras is out of alignment. It's a great starting place. Plus, there's my book, Your Story Matters. I will drop the link to that. It's a great place to start because it's helping you understand again where you came from versus where you're going and how it all fits. And sometimes we just need a reminder. Most importantly, though, after you've done those things, I'm here to guide you to that next level version of you. I'm here to help you get started, stay consistent, and start reaching for those stars. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Sonia. Thank you so much for your time and energy today. And we will chat soon. Oh, Chopper says goodbye too.